Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest is a multi-time Pro Bowler as a linebacker in the NFL. He played for many, many years for the Bengals, the Bills, the Eagles, the Niners, the Chargers as well. He's the host of an excellent podcast. If you're a football fan, the Behind the Mask podcast is really good because it really goes behind the scenes on what NFL players think about and how they react and how they look at the game and life around the game. Joining us this morning from the Behind the Mask podcast on the Believe Network is Takeo Spikes. Takeo, good morning.
Top of the morning. What's going on?
Top of the morning to you as well. Now, you guys just celebrated 100 episodes, and you had Brian Dawkins on the show to talk to him, and he is always so awesome. And, of course, we all knew that his nickname was Weapon X. What I didn't know, what he told you guys, was that personally, he nicknamed himself Idiot Man before he became Weapon X as he got himself amped up. Did you know that B-Doc called himself Idiot Man before you talked to him?
I didn't know that. And I played with him. That was the most exciting thing. One of the most exciting things that, you know, I found out throughout the interview. You know, sometimes you feel like you know people. But after the interview, I was like, man, I really felt like I just met Brian Dawkins, the new Brian Dawkins again. And I think that's, it goes, it's a testament to not just the hard work that myself, Two-Time Reyes, my co-host, put in on the podcast, but it goes to show the authenticity of the level of conversations that we have and guests not afraid to be able to come on and sit down and talk as if we're just inside of the locker room just sharing and exchanging stories.
It was cool. It was a cool story. And B-Doc's always awesome because he's so heartfelt and emotional. He feels things so intensely, and he played like that as well, that every play, every outcome was life or death for him. Was there any other players you played with that was kind of like B-Doc that just, man, they put every fiber of their body and their soul into Sundays?
Yeah, you know, it was a few other players like that, but eventually they were not good. You know, they had a good run, but they were not even on the same level as Brian Dawkins. And I even asked Brian, and I said, is it anybody else who you know that does the same similar plan? He was like, Spikes, that's like comparing checkers to a game of chess. He said, I'm a chess piece. I can move anywhere I want to. That's the way that Jim Johnson views me on the football field. Checkers, you only can move one spot at a time. And so he reminded me of his greatness with that statement. So, no, there's nobody else like B-Dog.
Takeo Spikes joins us this morning on the show, former NFL linebacker, and a really good one. You guys also spoke to Vernon Davis, and I found this interesting. You had asked him, who was his favorite tight ends ever, the greatest tight ends ever? And he mentioned some guys you might expect, Tony Gonzalez. He said Shannon Sharp made his list, and those are contemporary guys. But he also mentioned John Mackey and Kellen Winslow Sr. Now, Kellen Winslow played in the 70s and 80s, but John Mackey played in the 60s. And I always wonder if the modern player really knows what happened that long ago. What do you think about a guy today playing tight end of the NFL? Do you think you would have any idea who John Mackey was?
I don't think so. It's hard to say because you get a lot of guys, they only look at what is presented in front of them day in and day out. And a lot of that is controlled by social media. But to hear Vernon say that, Vernon has always been a student of the game. And he also talked about he had those guys' posters on his wall when he played tight end in college. So it goes to show you, I think, for the guys who really want to be the best or be considered one of the best ever, you have to go back and know your history, because history repeats itself. And the only way that you can carve out your place is to find out what has been done before you, so you can set your goals high in order to fill the gap to make sure that you become part of history.
That's a really good way to put it. And I hate being an old guy on the porch, but I just feel like the modern NFL player would not have the context of going that far back and understanding what had happened in the game that long ago. And that was really refreshing to hear from Vernon Davis. That was really cool. I wondered about your take on a few things NFL-wise today. What'd you think about the Aaron Rodgers situation? I mean, if you're a teammate in the Packers locker room, how would you digest what happened over the last 2 weeks?
If I'm a teammate inside of that locker room, I already know Aaron Rodgers he got a moxie about him. And, you know, it's a level of arrogance. And I'm okay with it because he's helping me win. But when the news came out and you found out that he lied, I'm like, well, that's a level of arrogance along with privilege as well. And if he continues to do that and they continue to let him get away with it, then it's really like, why should I complain because it's going to fall on deaf ears? And I know it's been a lot of speculation or a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers. He's getting, you know, preferential treatment and all of that. But I think it was wrong. And just to come out and sit up there and lie in the beginning so you can take the heat off of yourself and take the heat and the attention away off of a very serious matter. And, you know, not going through, I don't know exactly what happened day in and day out while you're inside of that locker room, but I thought that was real foul of Aaron Rodgers, and I'm a big fan of his game, but that right there really got me looking at him sideways, to be honest with you.
And, you know, it would be easy to be cynical about the NFL after that, because they knew he wasn't vaccinated and ultimately that he was violating protocols, and they still only fined him $14,000. And they knew the Packers weren't compliant as well, because they knew that he wasn't vaccinated, and they really didn't fine them much. So to your earlier point, it kind of feels like if you had problems with the NFL and wondered if some guys get to skate on different rules, this would be a pretty good example of that. If you're a player in the league and you don't have the power of Aaron Rodgers, you're like, man, I'm treated a lot differently than Rodgers getting basically a slap on the wrist for this, right?
I'm leading in. Even if I get fined, I'm leading in with the Aaron Rodgers situation, because I'm going to show you the discrepancy in how you treat certain people. And until you give me a valid answer on Aaron Rodgers, then I'm not willing to listen to what you got to say about my case. Because I think the level or the degree of which he lied, especially during these troubling times that we're going through right now, is totally irresponsible.
Powerful words. Takeo Spikes joins us this morning on the show. Do you think that he comes back out of the field and the Packers roll again, and that it's kind of like that was just kind of a blip on the radar, or do you think it's something that could affect the Packers?
No, I don't think it's anything that will affect the Packers. Ultimately, he's the one that caught it, and and I hope he recovers. But at the end of the day, You and I both know what brings that locker room together is wins. And as long as he's not doing anything, which I haven't heard and which nobody has heard to my knowledge, as far as, you know, fracturing the locker room with anything going after a particular person, then I don't foresee these guys having any problems jumping back on track, doing what they do. Quietly, they're one of the best teams in the NFC. And you really have to consider them as one of the top teams, especially when you look at the body of work, what they've been able to do, and the wins going on the road. I remember earlier in the season, I didn't think they were going to beat the San Francisco 49ers at home. they did on the last minute drive. Aaron Rodgers doing what he does. So at the end of the day, as long as they win, this is not going to be a distraction.
Finally, what do you think about Odell Beckham? Do you think that he lands at a place and kind of immediately is far more productive than he was in Cleveland? Do you think it's that easy that just put him in a different spot and Odell becomes Odell again?
I think so. I don't think the chemistry was there. And it's shown, I think the chemistry really showed itself. Even if you don't follow the game, it's shown itself when his father put together those series of tapes. Well, the series of plays on the tape. So the chemistry wasn't there. I think wherever he goes, my take is he needs to go somewhere to where a quarterback is proven, because if you put Odell with a young quarterback, he probably will ruin him. Not saying Odell is a bad guy, but I just been around top receivers. Every top receiver is selfish, and they believe that they're open on every play. So for me, I think of like what teams can be able could manage who he is. I think about Seattle with Russell Wilson. I think about Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. So when I think about those two teams, you got even two bigger personalities at quarterback that are not afraid to say, look, this is what I need for you to do. And I think that will make a perfect combination with Odell. Like, I truly believe that just because he's such a great talent, man, and he has a lot left in the tank, but he just has – if I'm him, I'm going somewhere where I definitely can be highlighted. And he said it. He said, I don't want anybody to pick me up off of waivers if they're not contesting to win. And I don't blame him.
Mm. Takeo Spikes is the co-host of Behind the Mask podcast. It's a really cool look with former players and players of the NFL – and their perspective on what goes on behind the scenes and how they think about the game. And episode 100 features the great Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, always one of the most insightful and interesting interviews, talking about his career, mental health, really opening up. These guys do an amazing job getting B-Doc to really go there. So it's an excellent listen. So check that out. It's part of the Believe Podcast Network. Behind the Mask podcast with Takeo Spikes and company. Takeo, this was awesome, man. Great stuff. Thanks so much for jumping on with us today.
Oh, no problem. Enjoyed it.
Appreciate it. Takeo Spikes joining us this morning here on the show. Excellent stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.